Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
So we went to a pharmacy. There was nothing wrong with us. We just went to a pharmacy. It's one of the oldest pharmacies in Verona, and it's just magnificent. And we met a man called Attilio in there. So here we are in the pharmacy. Farmacia Internazionale. It's amazing because we're here and we've just come through the walls into Verona proper. And when you do that, you can see the arena straight in front of you. And then to my immediate left is this old style, old school pharmacy. Wonderful. And it has furniture that dates back to the 1930s, for heaven's sake. It's a wooden counter, grey marble surface. It's just unbelievable. And it has the Scaglieri insignia on the top of the area where you're served. And it's wooden shelving, and it's just beautiful. And it's the Carpi family who are involved here. We're hoping to have a chat. It's just as you come to Piazza Bra, the central area in Verona. We're hoping to have a chat with one of the descendants and certainly the man who runs this famous pharmacy. So I think we'll go inside and see if we can get some bits and bobs before we do anything else.
Originally, it was called the Farmacia Reale, but it has always been right in this place. Of course, you know, outside it was a little bit different, but this was the place.
Incredible.
Yes.
What is this gentleman's name?
Attilio Capri.
Adesso il titolare è mio figlio.
Can I ask about the settings?
It was designed by Ettore Fagioli. Ettore Fagioli was one of the architects who worked between, let's say, the end of the, of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century.
It's the most ornate pharmacy I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, with the curtains in the Gothic style, it was the period when they were just combining different styles, the eclectical style.
People come here from all over the world to the arena for concerts and for festivals.
Ecco, so he knows lots of opera singers. Yes. So for a long time, the direction of opera festival was right upstairs. So, I mean, he's a friend of Daniel Oren, and he's saying that all the opera singers, they are really scared about, you know, the voice, so that's why they are asking.
Perché non viene a cantare a Verona? Perché costa troppo. Sopra in ufficio ogni giorno.
The opera singer, yes. Yes.
My favorite.
Yes, Tebaldi was coming here. He was asking to Carroli, the baritono, so it was very, very important. But you know, Maria Callas, all the opera singers, because the offices of the foundation, I mean, the opera foundation, I mean, of the opera festival, they had the offices here. They were just coming down and they were passing, asking for, you know, remedies.
La Mario del Monaco e la Tebonica avevano una voce che alla sera chiudevano il traffico.
People were just coming when it was all closed so they could talk. They could have had the time to talk, you know.
And when you're talking to opera singers and when you're advising them, what is the best thing to take for your throat, for your voice? What is the best thing to do?
So they have many products, but the best is this Arum Trifilum, which is a particular, it's a homeopathic product, and it's great for the voice. So I have also to come and take, you know.
Yes, we'll get a packet. Can I get some now? I'm following this man now. Being a broadcaster, you have to have a proper voice.
Yes,
so these, I should keep these with me at all times.
Yes.
So I'll take this then.
Okay.
Attilio. Grazie.